President-elect Bush named the last of the department heads to his cabinet yesterday. In addition to Senator Spencer Abraham as Energy Secretary, Bush picked former Civil Rights Commissioner Linda Chavez as Secretary of Labor. And he nominated a Democrat, outgoing Commerce Secretary Norman Mineta, to run the Transportation Department. James A. Thurber is Director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University here in Washington. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
How have Bush's cabinet picks been received overall?
Well, first of all, I think people are surprised that he's made them so quickly and efficiently and without a lot of leaking about who they would be. Most of them have been received very well, except for three of them. Mr. Ashcroft, Ms. Norton, and Ms. Chavez look like there will be some problems with those nominees.
Now, Ashcroft in particular is the one liberals can't abide. Do you think there'll be a fight over his nomination to be Attorney General?
I certainly think that there will be a fight. Those that are concerned about the women's right to choose and those on the other side that are against abortion will bring their forces for and against him. Certainly the question of race and racial equality will come up.
And you mentioned Gail Norton, the former Colorado Attorney General, who's nominated to be Interior Secretary. The problem there is what?
The problem there is that she is fairly conservative, a person from the West. She has indicated, has actually fought to open up drilling in the northern portion of Alaska in so-called ANWR, the Arctic National Wilderness Reserve. She's certainly going to push for more funds for the national parks, but she also will push to open up multiple uses of wilderness area, and that will bring a fight from the environmentalists.
And Linda Chavez, the former Reagan administration civil rights commissioner, and by the way, one-time Morning Edition commentator, the problem with her?
Linda Chavez is known to be quite conservative. She doesn't have a great deal of experience in the area of labor. She said the right things yesterday in her nomination speech about her family and protecting the health and safety of workers in America, but I'm afraid that the unions are not very pleased with her, and so you may find a fight from unions in America with respect to her nomination.
Did the choices provide any hints about Bush's ideology and policy priorities?
Well, I think it's the choices have shown that he's tried to balance concerns within his party. The Ashcroft, Norton, and Chavez appointments show that he has appealed or is attempting to appeal to the more conservative or to the right of his party. But most of the other appointments, Powell, O'Neill, Rumsfeld, Mineta, Thompson, all show that he's trying to get people who are competent in the middle, people who are in many cases, nonpartisan, and that's what he said he's trying to do with his administration, and reflects it with these appointments.
Still to be named are the U.N. ambassador, the CIA director, and the U.S. trade representative. What do you expect there?
That's right. Well, there are rumors that former representative from Indiana, now head of the Woodrow Wilson Center, Lee Hamilton, is a possible pick for the U.N. representative. Of course, a Democrat, which would show that Bush is reaching out to the Democratic Party. The other possibility, CIA director George Tenet, the current CIA director, is a possible pick. Paul Wolfowitz, former Cheney aide, is another possible pick here. U.S. trade rep, the president of Time Warner, Richard Parsons, as well as Bob Zolick, an ex-State Department official, but we really don't know where he's going with those. Those are just rumors at this point.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
James A. Thurber is director of the Center for Congressional and Presidential Studies at American University here in Washington.